know that we can use water to really cleanse us, and it's a universal solvent.
但是这里告诉我们用血洁净身体。
But here it talk about cleansing by blood.
你也会不会用血当作水一样冲冲凉，那满身是血？你说我洁净了吗？
Will you say that I'm cleansed by pouring water over your blood over yourself?
你会感到全身都是些属何等肮脏的味，何等可怕，何等腥的味道在你身上。
When you have blood upon your body, you will feel that it's very dirty and very it smells.
但是旧约的观点是这样。
But this is the concept of the Old Testament.
你的身体要用血洒在你身上，使你洁净。
The blood spilled on your body will cleanse you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
这旧约观念很清楚地给我们看见,
the Old Testament shows us clearly
凡物都是用血来接近,
that all things are cleansed with blood.
这个观念是神的吩咐,
this is a commandment from God.
这个观念是按水的文化不一样的,
and unique in among all cultures.
那么献祭的人,
and the person who gives up the offering,
怎么献祭呢?
How does he do this?
他要自己承认自己有罪,
first he has to acknowledge his sin.
他买了一只羊,
and by a goat,
and
bringing it in front of the priest. The priest will slaughter the goat to get rid of all the unclean things and to bleed, giving the goat as an offering. The blood will cleanse, the goat became an offering.
成为一个洁净人的这个工具,
the blood that has been spilled become a tool of
blessing.
We see three things here.
第一就是一个犯罪的人,
firstly a sinner,
自己知道他要献祭,
must know that he must give offering,
所以他就变成献祭的人。
The sinner becomes a person that brings the offering.
第二样, 他需要一个祭牲来作为奉献给上帝的祭品。
Secondly, he needs an object as a means of offering.
所以这件事上牛或者羊就做了祭牲的祭品。
And here the goats or the calves become the offering.
第三样,
the third person,
要一个祭司来代替他把这个祭品献给上帝，因为他不能自己这么做法。
The person needs a priest to give of the offering because he cannot do it himself.
献祭的人不是献祭。
The person who gives of the offering is not the offering.
真正献祭的是祭司。
The person who gives of the offering is actually the priest.
这个祭品是献祭的人所献的。
The object of offering is given by the sinner.
祭司代表他把祭品献上。
The priest will represent him giving the offering to God.
祭品是没有罪。
The offering in itself is sinless.
祭品就为了他的罪而被杀。
But because of the sinner, it is slaughtered.
所流的宝血为了洁净这个犯罪的人。
The blood that is spilled will cleanse this person. This is a clear Jewish concept. By the time we reach this passage, we will see that Jesus is the priest who gave of his own blood to God. Through the Holy Spirit acting as a priest.
而基督的本身也是一个大祭司。
But Christ himself is also the high priest.
因为他代表我们赎罪的工作。
He represented us in the work of atonement.
所以这样在这段圣经里面出现了三位一体工作。
The Bible in this passage itself we see the triune God.
基督把自己献上。
Christ gave of himself.
借着永远的灵把自己献上。
Through the eternal spirit.
献给永生的上帝。
To give to the ever living God.
所以圣父、圣子、圣灵一同在这节圣经里面出现的。
This passage shows us God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
那些不信三位一体上帝的人,
those who do not believe in the Trinity,
他们常常说圣经里面有三位一体。
They always say the Bible doesn't say anything about it.
但有信仰的人,
but those with faith,
处处看见三位一体在圣经许多的地方,
will always see the triune God appearing in every part of the Bible.
耶稣第一次在会堂里面讲到,
when Christ first preached in the synagogue,
他就讲出三位一体的道理,
he already mentioned about the Trinity.
他的耶和华的灵才要我来,
he said, the Spirit of God sent me.
主的灵在我的身上,
the Spirit of God is upon me.
主灵我是不是三位一体?
The Lord, the Spirit, and me.
他开始侍奉的时候就是三位一体的道理。
He started talking about Trinity in the beginning.
受洗的时候就是三位一体的显现。
And the Triune God is shown when he was baptized.
圣父降下圣灵。
The Father sent the Holy Spirit
耶稣基督的头上来,
upon Jesus Christ.
掀开了说,
The heavens opened.
这是我的爱子。
This is my beloved son.
我所喜悦的。
I loved him.
像圣父、圣子、圣灵同时出现。
So God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit appeared at the same time.
是不是三位一体的？
Is this true?
是全本圣经充满三位一体的道理。
The Bible shows us clearly about the triune God.
这段圣经再一次出现这个真理。
And this passage shows us once again.
基督借着永远的灵。
Through the eternal spirit.
把自己献上。
Christ offered of himself.
把自己的血献上在上帝里面。
He gave of his blood towards God.
圣父领受了祭品。
God the Father received the offering.
基督成为被奉献上帝的祭品。
Christ became the offering.
为我们流血。
To bless.
为我们成为上帝的羔羊。
To become the Lamb of God.
而圣灵是基督透过把自己献上的那一位神。
And Holy Spirit is the God that Christ gave of himself to which Christ gave of himself.
所以在这个献祭的事情上。
In the matter of offering.
好像是圣灵把耶稣献给上帝。
It's as if the Holy Spirit gave Jesus Christ to God.
这段圣经告诉是基督借着永远的灵把自己献给上帝。
But the verse tells us Christ did it through the Holy Spirit.
耶稣又是献祭人。
He is the person who gave the offering.
耶稣又是祭司。
He is also the priest.
耶稣又是祭品。
And also the offering itself.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这就是神三位一体的上帝预备的救赎的恩典，在基督的身上是这样施行出来。
This is how we see the grace of salvation by the triune God executed in the body of Christ.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
现在我要请大家特别注意的一件事情。
Let us pay careful attention to this.
希伯来书第九章第十四节。
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 14.
里面有一句话。
There is a sentence here.
是全本圣经只有出现一次的。
That cannot be found anywhere else in the Bible.
那一句话是什么呢？
Which sentence is it?
就是圣灵被称为永远的灵。
That the Spirit is eternal.
只有这一次。
This is the only place.
除了这一次以外，全本圣经没有提到圣灵与永远的关系。
Other than this verse, no other verses tells us the relationship between the Holy Spirit and eternity.
所以这里给我们看见圣灵的本身是永恒的。
Here we see the Holy Spirit in itself is eternal.
也就是它是有神性的灵。
And that is the Spirit of divinity.
圣灵既是永恒的灵，圣灵就是神的本身。
The Holy Spirit is eternal. The Holy Spirit is God.
全本圣经。
In the entire Bible.
只有希伯来书九章十四节提到圣灵是永远。
Only Hebrews 9:14 show us the Spirit to be eternal.
所以基督借着永远的灵把自己献上。
Through the eternal Spirit, Christ gave of himself.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以基督的献祭就以永恒的关系建立起来。
The offering of Christ therefore is related to eternity.
他的献祭的计划不是暂时出生的，是永恒里面就已经安排的。
The plan for his offering is set from eternity.
他成为祭品。不是暂时才决定的，是永恒中间已经被定下来。
As an offering, it has been set from eternity.
它是创世以前就已经被预定被杀的羔羊。
Before the creation of the world, he has been elected as the lamb that will be slaughtered.
永远的羔羊。
He is the eternal lamb.
是永恒的祭品。
The eternal offering.
它是永恒的计划在人间的显现。
He is the eternal plan seen on earth.
永远的上帝道成肉身，暂时成为人。
The eternal God incarnate and becoming man for a short time.
他取了人性的身体之后。
After he took on the human body.
又为了成全上帝永恒的旨意。
In order to accomplish the eternal will of God.
我来了，是要照你的旨意行。
He says, I come to accomplish your will.
我的事在你经卷上已经记载了。
That is known of me has already been written in the scripture.
你为我预备了身体。
You have prepared a body for me.
当我们讲到第十章的第一段、第二段的时候，会很清楚地解释这些话语。
When we reach the first portion of chapter 10, we will go into detail.
但是九章十四节告诉我们。
But chapter 9 verse 14 says.
基督借着永远的灵，把自己无瑕无疵的献给上帝。
Through the eternal spirit, Christ offered himself unblemished.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这是神在律法中间的要求。
This is the requirement of God in His law.
神的律法中间对献祭有什么要求呢？
What sort of requirements were there?
就是对祭品的要求。
The requirement of the offer.
献祭的人平常知道他有罪，需要救赎。
A person that gives up offering knows that he needs atonement.
知道自己是不全的。
He knows that he's inadequate.
自己是有残缺的。
That they are lacking in his life.
自己是有罪过的。
That there is sin in his life.
所以神要一只羔羊是无罪过的，是无残缺的，才可以代替他。
And God wants an unblemished lamb to represent this person.
这样的羔羊献上的时候，
when the lamb is given,
有几个很重要的条件。
There are a few important things.
一定是一个公羊，不是母羊。
That the lamb must be male.
为什么呢？
Why?
是不是上帝重男轻女？
Is God a person that's biased in the sexes?
是不是重公轻母呢？
They only like the male lambs.
为什么要献上公羊？
Why do you have to give of a male lamb?
代表上帝的独生子代替人的罪死。
It represents the Son of God dying for us.
今天许多重妇女运动的人。
Today there are many feminists.
他们差不多要把圣经所有的男的改成女的，他才甘愿。
They are almost wanting to change all the references towards the male to the female.
甚至要把天父改成天母，他才甘愿。
To change God the Father to God the Mother.
我想大可不必如此做。
I think we need not do all these things.
因为圣经既不是犹太文化的产品。
The Bible is not a product of the Jewish culture.
也不平准那些祭司、律法师自己可以有选词的自由。
And they do not have the choice of words for the priest who wrote the
book. 神自己启示的。
But it is an inspiration of God himself.
神启示的平等地位中间的不同次序。
There is a difference in the inspiration of God.
这请你注意这个地方。
You must take note of this.
The same status with a different order.
它是同样的这个地位，但是不同的这个次序。
圣父、圣子、圣灵是同地位的。
God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has the same status.
从亚他拿修圣经里面给我们的教训。
And from the scripture we can tell.
圣父、圣子、圣灵是同永恒的。
The God the Father, Son, and Spirit is equal in status.
圣父、圣子、圣是同荣耀的。
They have the same glory.
圣父、圣子、圣灵是同有圣性的。
They are divine together.
圣父、圣子、圣灵是同自由拥有的。
They are eternal from the beginning.
所以圣父、圣子、圣灵是同等地位的。
So Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has the same status.
但是次序方面是不一样的。
But they have a different order.
只有圣父差遣圣子。
The Father sent the Son.
圣父与圣子差遣圣灵。
The Father and the Son sent the Spirit.
从来没有圣子差遣圣父。
You don't have the Son sending the Father.
从来没有圣灵差遣圣子。
Or the Spirit sending the Son.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们如果明白这其中的奥秘，
If we understand the mysteries here,
我们就不计较什么叫做男女不平等的问题。
We will not be caught up with this inequality of the sexes.
这是次序问题，不是等位的问题。
It is a question of order, not status.
这样，上帝说男女不一样，不是说呢男的比女的更高。乃是说我们都按照上帝的形象而造。
When God say that men and women are different, it doesn't mean men is better than women.
但是在次序来说呢，上帝是基督的头，基督是教会的头，男人是女人的头。
But in terms of order, God is the head of Christ, Christ is the head of the church, and man is the head of
woman. 大家说一二三，上帝是基督的头，基督是教会的头，男人是女人的头。女人不讲，你就违背上帝了。那这个不是指呢轻看你的。
It doesn't mean that you despise the women.
是位分的问题。
It is a question of position.
是平等的。
And status is the same, but different order.
所以当上帝说你要把公羊献上。
When God say you are to give up a male goat.
你要把公牛献上的时候。
Or a male bull.
那就指以后他把他的独生子赐下来的时候，这是耶稣基督的预表。
Is to represent Jesus Christ dying for us.
我们看见了这个很特别的一件事情。
This is something very special.
在全本旧约里面有一个人为了爱上帝，连他的独生子他都愿意献上。
In the Old Testament, there's a person who loved God so much that he gave off his only son.
在新约里面看见一位神爱世人爱到一个地步，把他的独生子赐下来。
In the New Testament, we see God loving man so much that he gave his only son.
是耶稣基督生而为男人。
Jesus was born a man.
他要操劳。
He had to work.
他要做木匠。
He was a carpenter.
他要受很多的痛苦。
He had to suffer.
表示男人不是做头，男人要常经忧患，多受痛苦，才有资格做头。
It means that to be head, the man has to work very hard and suffer a lot.
耶稣基督以男人的身份 被挂在木头上。
Jesus was crucified as a man.
这是很适当的事情。
This is appropriate.
你可以想象一个女人被挂在十字架上。
You can imagine a woman being crucified.
你怎么去明白这件事情？
How can you understand this?
好的，这些男人被挂在木头上的时候。
When these men are hung on the cross.
他们几乎脱光衣服被挂。
They are almost naked.
所以神的安排都是最美好的。
The planning of God is most perfect.
神就在律法里面规定。
God said in the law,
献祭的时候,
when you give an offering,
要把公羊把它献上,
you need to bring a male goat.
而且是无产鸡, 没有病的羊才可以献上,
without blemish or illness.
不但如此, 他一定要一岁的时候, 满足的时候献上。
And give when the goat was a year old.
这句条件什么意思呢?
What does all this mean?
这意表耶稣基督到世界上来的时候,
it represents Jesus coming to earth.
他一生露身子的身份成为上帝的羔羊。
As the only Son of God, He becomes the Lamb of God.
无产疾什么意思？
What does unblemished mean?
要是代替我们这些有产疾、有罪恶、有不全之罪人的祭品的本身，一定要完全的才能代替。
It means that the offering that represents all of us sinners must be unblemished and perfect.
如果你今天有七八只羊，
if you have many goats,
你到要献祭的时候，
in times of offering,
你找来找去，刚好看到一只有口蒂症的。
You look at one that has mouth foot disease.
这个把它献上，那么其他的就不受传染，主也好，我也好。
Give of this is good for the Lord and for me.
主啊，这个叫做 win-win position.
This is a win-win.
反正我也奉献了。
I also give offering.
烧的时候大家也看不见他有没有口地震。
Nobody can tell when you burn it up.
反正英国的双胞就是把它烧掉。
And this is what the English people are doing.
我就把它献祭就好了。
I give it away.
很多人是这样。
Many people do that.
奉献带来的时候。
When the offering bag comes.
你找来找去找到一张最脏最小最没有价值的钱。
You look for the smallest denomination.
你把它抓得紧紧，这个是左手做的，右手看不见，嘣放进去。
And you hold tightly so that no one can see it.
当你家里有没有用的东西的时候，
when you have things that you do not want at home,
桌子椅子坏了，
a broken furniture,
你就打电话牧师教会需要不需要？
You call the pastor and say, does the church need this?
需要你叫人来搬吧。
If you need this, send someone to carry the weight.
我献给上帝用的。
I will give it to God.
已经没有用的衣服献给上帝用的。
Things that we do not want, we give
to God. 没有用的东西献给牧师用。
Clothing that we do not want, we give to the pastor.
你这样做啊，是违背圣经。
When you do this, you are going against the Bible.
因为你常常唱过将你最好的献给上帝。
We always sing the hymn, give of your best to the master.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
神不是垃圾。
God is not a rubbish collector.
不可把废物献给上帝。
Let us not give our rubbish to
God. 我再讲一次，上帝不是垃圾。
God is not a rubbish collector.
不可把废物献给上帝。
Do not give him our rubbish.
一二三，上帝不是垃圾，不可把废物献给上帝。你如果有孩子，
if you have a child,
你盼望神用你的孩子，
and you hope that God will use him,
你要祷告上帝用最聪明的那个，
you must pray that God will use the most intelligent among them all.
Amen.
Amen.
你不敢讲了，我再问你， Amen. Amen 什么？忘记了。把你最好的孩子奉献在祭坛上。
You give of your best child to the Lord.
长子是属于上帝。
The eldest child belongs to God.
没有残疾的是属于上帝。
That which without any disability belongs to God.
最健壮的是属于上帝的。
The strongest belongs to God.
你的公羊献给上帝。
Give off the male goat to God.
长子的羊献给上帝。
The firstborn.
无残疾的羊献给上帝。
Without blemish.
一岁的时候献给上帝。
At the age one.
这是应该的。
This is right.
只有上帝才绝对有权柄用最好最好的人。
Because only God deserves to use the very best.
Amen.
Amen.
最聪明的头脑。
The smartest brain
应当做传道人
should be a preacher.
最健康的人
the healthiest person
应当常常讲道
should preach all the time.
最有智慧的人
the most wise person
应当传上帝的福音
should preach the gospel of God.
神有资格得做这种祭品
because only God deserves such offering.
耶稣基督到世界上来
when Jesus came to us,
神的独生子
He is the only Son of God.
一切智慧的源头
the source of all wisdom.
创造万有的
The creator of all things.
他是生命的主宰。
The source of all life.
他把自己当成祭品献给上帝。
And he gave up himself as an offering to God.
有一次我到我们教会一个会友的家里面去。
Once I went to visit one of my members.
家里有两架Steinway九车的大钢琴。
He had two Steinway concert piano.
是九车的。
A 9-foot long.
很大，这是 concert grand.
It's a grand piano.
后来他对我讲一句话。
And he said something.
他不是等你礼拜堂建好，我这个旧的三位就送给教会。
He said, Reverend Tong, after you finish building the new church, I give you this older
standard. 因为我新的已经来了。
Because the new one has come.
旧的还是很好。
And this old one is pretty good.
教会可以用。
I will give it to you.
当然，从教会的经济来说
，from the financial status of the church，
要买一个旧的这样老的琴都不容易。
We can't even afford a old Steinway。
但我突然的感到这句话有一点毛病。
But I suddenly thought there's something wrong here。
我就回答说
，I answered，
把好的留着自己用，旧的给教会，你好意思吗
？Do you think it's good to reserve the best for yourself and give us your old stuff？
他听了不回答我。
He didn't answer me。
马上转头转过去。
He turned around。
我在镜里看见他。
I can see him in the mirror.
是的，是的。我请问你，今天我们献上的是什么？
Let me ask you today, what do we offer to the Lord?
有一次我到一个地方去讲道。
Once I was preaching somewhere.
我问几千个人听众。
I asked several thousand of people.
你们要不要第一流的牧师？
Do you want the best pastor?
要！ Yes. 要不要第一流的牧师？要！
Everyone wants the best pastor.
我们说，我为他说。你们给他第五流的薪水，怎么会拿到第一流的牧师？
But you give him the worst salary.
我们今天把剩下的没有用的做教会的工作来用。
Today we give of what's left over to the church.
好像神的工作是最没有价值的一样。
As if the work of God is of the least value.
有时候我想哭出来。
Sometimes I wanted to cry.
有许多根本不能用的人，在最重要的地方在替上帝讲话。
There are many people who are completely useless speaking for God at important places.
我在华夫大会第一届的时候，我的讲道里面有一句话。
The first time I preached in the Chinese Gospel Conference,
很多人吓了一跳。
I said something that shocked many people.
我还记得我怎么讲。
I still remember what I said.
上帝要用最聪明的人。
God wanted to use the most intelligent
person, 最好的人才。
The best people.
那么你说唐牧师是不是的？上帝不用笨的人。
Then you ask the question, is it true that God will not use stupid people?
上帝也是用笨的。
God also used stupid people.
用笨的做什么呢？
For what purpose?
去带领更笨的。
To bring the dumber people here.
对不对啊？上帝也用的。
God also
used. 聪明的上帝用。
God used the most intelligent.
笨的上帝也用。
And those not so smart.
去带领更笨更笨的。
To bring those even dumber.
问题在哪里呢？
What is the problem
then? 有许多笨的人盼望坐最高的位置去带领最聪明的，不可能的事情。
There are dumb people who want to sit in the most important position to bring the smarter here.
今天你看教会里面哪一种人来做礼拜，他做礼拜的态度如何，你就知道这个教会里面真正的人才是不是在哪里。
When you look at some of the attitude of the people we have, we can tell whether there are true talent in the church.
上帝说，
the Lord said,
把无残疾，
no blemish,
把最好的，
the best,
献给我。
Give it to me.
他一岁的满足的时候，
when it is 1 year old,
你献给我，
give him to me.
是公的，
a male,
是长子的，
the firstborn,
是无残疾，
without blemish,
没有病的，
the healthiest,
是最好的，
the best,
是一岁的时候献给我，
at 1 year old.
羊一岁什么意思？
What does it mean to be 1 year old as a goat?
动物养羊的人知道一件事情。
Those who keep goats will know this.
一只羊过了12个月长成以后，就是他一生最健壮的时候。
At 12 months, it is the healthiest stage of a goat's life.
也是三岁、四岁的羊是老羊。
Three or four-year-old goats are old goats.
就慢慢走不动，慢慢没有精神，慢慢这里病那里病。一岁的时候刚刚长成，是一生中间最健壮的时刻。
But at a year old, it is at its best.
那是属于上帝的。
It belongs to God.
所以献祭的时候，
when you give an offering,
要无瑕疵的，
no blemish,
成为祭品。
And becoming an offering.
照样，耶稣基督在世界上的时候，
When Jesus was on earth,
他30岁出来，
he started his ministry at 30.
33岁的时候为我们死的时
候， and died at 33.
这一段时间的人生最黄金的时代，
this is the golden age of men,
最健壮的时代，
the time where we are healthiest.
一个人到20多岁的时候，
when we are in our 20s,
还有许多对环境不能适应的身体状况。
There are many physical inadequacies in our life.
有些人少年的时候很不健康。
Well, we may be not healthy when we're young.
环境改变，马上病就来了。
And we cannot adapt to the environment.
但到了30岁以后呢？
But when we reach 30,
很容易适应。
He can adapt easily.
里面已经锻炼成功了。
Because he has been trained.
里面的抗体都有了。
And a lot of antibodies.
你把它放在什么地方，它不容易遇到困难。
And we can adapt to our environment.
那是最健壮的时候。
This is the time when we are the healthiest.
耶稣做了3年半为我们死在十字架上的时候。
After 3.5 years, he died for us on the cross.
就是人生最健康的时候，像一只羊在一岁的时候就把它献给上帝。
It's like a goat at its best given to God.
所以这节圣经告诉我们。
This verse tells us.
基督无瑕无疵的把自己借着永恒的灵献给上帝。
Christ Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God.
感谢上,
thanks be to God.
将基督所献的,
that which Christ has given,
其实也就是旧约所有献祭的祭品所有预表的那个真正的实体。
Is represented by all the sacrifices in the Old Testament.
神为什么需要一只羊?
Why would God need a goat?
神为什么需要一只牛呢?
Why would he need a bull?
神为什么需要这些他所造的这些比人更低层次的货物来讨他的喜欢的?
Why should he be pleased by things that is created that are lower than man?
神所喜爱的,
that which God is pleased with,
就是他完完美美的独生子。
Is his unblemished son.
这是我的爱子。
This is my beloved son.
这是我所喜悦的。
I am pleased with him.
看啊，我的仆人。
Behold my servant.
我所拣选的。
That which I've chosen.
我所扶持的。
That which I support.
他不灰心，不伤感。
He is not disappointed or discouraged.
架上的芦苇他不折断。
A bruised reed he will not break.
江残的灯火他不吹灭。
A wick he will not blow away.
他自己不灰心不伤感。
He himself will not discourage.
他一定要在地上设立公义。
He will accomplish righteousness on earth.
众海岛都等候他的训练。
And everyone will wait for his announcement.
主两次从天上对他的圣子做见证。
The Lord bear testimony to his son twice.
这是我的儿子。
This is my son.
我所喜悦的。
Whom I beloved.
你们要听他。
Listen to him.
感谢上。
Thanks be to God.
所以基督献的。
That which Christ has given
最完美的
is of his best,
是父神所最喜悦的
pleasing to the Lord.
那么你说上帝要看他儿子流血才甘愿吗？
Is it God wants to see his son bleeding?
不是的，
no.
因为他若不流血，
because if he did not bleed,
你我的罪不得赦免，
the sin of you and I will not be forgiven.
不是上帝要看到完美的基督流血他才甘愿。
It's not that God wants to see the perfect Christ bleeding.
但是因为你我的罪需要这样的祭品的完美性才能救赎。
Because the sins of you and I need such a perfect offering.
所以基督的赎罪。
The salvation of Christ.
他的血的洗净功用。
The cleansing blood of Jesus.
就不像公牛公羊的血的洗净功用。
It's not like that of a goat or a bull.
因为那些来做礼拜从这些的血的洁净的人不过洁净他们的身体。
For those who came for the sacrifice, they are cleansed externally.
何况基督,
and surely with Jesus Christ,
这个永远的灵,
through the eternal Spirit,
将自己如同无瑕无疵的羊献给上帝,
offering himself unblemished like the goat.
他的血岂不能洗净你们的良心吗?
And surely his blood will be able to clean our conscience.
除去你们的死性,
from acts that leads to death.
使你们不是的永生上。
That we may serve the living God.
现在我再告诉你。
Let me tell you this.
这十四节里面。
In verse 14.
第一句最伟大的话。
The most important word.
就是圣灵是永恒的灵。
Is that the Spirit is eternal.
第二句伟大的话。
The second part.
基督是无瑕无疵的祭品。
That Christ is an unblemished gift.
第三句伟大的话。
The third greatness.
他的血洗净我们的良心。
Is that his blood cleanses our conscience.
所有的宗教没有提到的。
These are things that you will not see in other faiths.
所有的宗教是将功补过的观念。
All faith advocates that we solve our problem through good works.
下个礼拜我要跟大家很讲清楚。
And next week I will go into detail here.
基督教的信仰是基督的宝血洗净我们的良心的功。
But in Christianity, the blood of Jesus cleanses our conscience.
将人犯罪的时候，不是单单外表伦理的选择、行为的差错而已。
It means that when we sin, it's not just an external physical act or that of choice of ethics.
人的犯罪是良心对神的亏欠，我们整个生命中间对神荣耀的缺欠的一件事情。
When we sin, therefore, it is our conscience and our entire life falling short of God.
所以我告诉你，绝对没有人自己以人为本成功的心理辅导。
And so let me tell you that there is no successful psychological counseling that is man-based.
No success of the anthropocentric psychological counseling. 那么真正成功的辅导是用神的爱、耶稣的宝血在人良心里面所做的工作。
The true successful counseling must be the love of God accomplished through the blood of Jesus Christ.
基督的血洗净了人的良心。
Because the blood of Christ cleanses the conscience of man. When a person sins, it is not just a question of law or a question of offending other people. You have fallen short of your own conscience.
玷污了自己的良心。
And blemish your own street charity.
损坏了自己的生命的内在的问题。
And damage your very life itself.
这个问题不是宗教所能解决的问题。
This is not a problem that can be solved by religion.
这个问题是耶稣宝血才能解决的问题。
But the problem that can only be solved by the blood of Jesus.
这一节圣经里第三个伟大的地方。
The third great part about this verse.
耶稣的血洗净我们的良心，除去我们的死性。
Is that the blood of Christ cleanses our conscience from acts that lead to death?
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to Him.
在宗教里面所不能成就的。
That which cannot be accomplished in faith.
在心理学里面所不能达到的。
That which we cannot accomplish in psychology.
在政府的权柄所不能施行的地方。
That which we cannot do by politics.
主耶稣的宝血。
The blood of Jesus Christ.
上帝的爱。
The love of God.
圣灵的感动。
The moving of the Holy Spirit.
做到心灵里面一切的污秽被洁净。人回到上帝面前，真正的果效。
Can reach deep into our hearts and cleanse our heart to return us back to God.
一个荷兰大神学家叫做 Professor Verkuy 这个人。
There is a very important Dutch theologian.
曾经在印尼呢，他教了神学好多的年。
Who taught theology in Indonesia for many years.
他的书不但在印尼被尊重，在荷兰的归正神学里面是很被尊重的。
His writings are honored in Indonesia and in Reformed theologians in Holland.
他有一本书里面提到一件事情。
There is a book that he wrote.
我看了我很受感动。
That deeply moved me.
他说有一天一个回教徒因为犯了罪被判处死刑。
He says that one day there was a Muslim that was sentenced to death for sin.
刑期越来越近的时候。
As the day of execution come nearer.
心里的惧怕越来越大。
He had great fear in his heart.
他非常痛苦。
And he was in great pain.
不久以后他要死了。
He knew that he would die soon.
所以他就写信给他的回教的领袖教士。
He wrote to his priest and his leader.
他说我亲爱的教士啊，我就要死了。
He said, Dear priest, I am going to die.
我没有把握怎么去见上帝。
I have no confidence in meeting God.
我里面痛苦无人了解。
I have great pain in my heart.
我现在孤单的不得了。
I am lonely.
请你告诉我，我要怎样才能得救？
Can you tell me how I can be saved?
信寄到教士那里去。
When the letter reached his priest,
教士马上回信给他。
He immediately wrote a reply.
你要坚定你的信仰。
He says you must be firm in your faith.
持守可兰经的教训。
And hold on to the teaching of the Quran.
阿拉说。
Because Allah says.
你要行善。
You must do good works.
你就得到我的喜悦。
And you will be pleased.
你没有别条道路。
There's no other way.
你要行善。
You must do good things.
你要行善。
You must do good things.
他把信接到了以后呢。
After he received the letter.
他很失望。
He was disappointed.
我已经没有行善的机会了。
Because I had no opportunity to do good works.
死犯。
I am on the death row.
我不久就被枪毙了。
And I will be executed.
我是见到这么行善。
How do I do good works?
我没办法行善。
I can't do this.
我一生的恶是充满这么多，就是最后几天能行善，也没有办法处理我犯过的罪。
And surely I've done so much wrong things. A few days of good works will not help me.
他再回信给他。
And he replied again.
他再写信给他的教师说。
And wrote to his.
你告诉我我怎么行善。
Tell me how to do good works.
我终身都是罪恶。
I have lived a life of sin.
我在监牢里面。
In prison,
只有等死。
I can only wait for death. I cannot do good works.
那个教士再回信给他。
The priest wrote back.
他说：“根据《可兰经》的教训。
”According to the Quran.
你要行善，你就能蒙蒙福。
You will be blessed if you do good
works. 你行善，你可以在上帝的身边得到安分守己的地位。
And God will give you a position beside Him if you do good
works. 他收了信以后。
After he received the letter.
还是老调重弹。
It's still the same thing.
没有新的话语。
There is new, no words.
对他来说是根本不切合实际的劝告。
To him, it is irrelevant.
因为这些话他从小都听过。
He knows all this since he was young.
就是因为没有办法行，所以他关在监牢。
Because he didn't do it, so he's in prison.
他很失望。
He was disappointed.
他讲我的命运就是这样。
He said, "This is my fate."
我就是死了。
I will die.
我也不能见上帝。
I cannot see God.
我没有办法见他。
I cannot answer this.
我知道我不配。
I know I'm unworthy.
就在最后一两天里面。
In the last few days,
一个传道人。
A preacher.
进到监牢里传。
Went into the prison to preach the gospel.
许多人隔着铁条听外面的人讲道。
Many people heard him through the bars.
他讲道的时候。
When he was preaching.
神感动他讲几句话。
God moved him to say this.
你没有办法行善。
There is no way you can do good work.
我也没有办法行善。
I cannot do good
work
myself. 如果
我们以为我们行善。
If we think that through our good works.
在圣洁的神眼睛看来也不是善。
In the eyes of the Holy God, it is not good as well. We cannot save ourselves. When he heard that, the Holy Spirit illuminated him. And he started to shed tears. He said, this is what I am. This is the situation of my spirit. I do not know about others. But I need these words. But these are not complete. I know I'm like this. But what do I do then? Because the rest could be released. But I will be executed soon. And he kept listening. The preacher said, you and I cannot do anything. But Jesus Christ died for you and I. He has never sinned. As a sinless person, he took the sinner's place. That we may be forgiven. He wants to cleanse our hearts. He will give us the peace of forgiveness. That our conscience will no longer accuse us. He died for you and I on the cross. When he heard all this, suddenly he wept. He held on to the bars and kept crying. In his heart, he said, would Jesus die for the Muslim? Would he forgive me? The preacher continued. It doesn't matter who you are. His love will change you. When Jesus died, there were two robbers beside him. One of them was saved. Immediately he had the answer. Thanks be to God. That very day he had peace in his conscience. And he accepted Jesus Christ into his life. And he wrote a letter to his priest. I cannot have any peace. But Jesus Christ saved me. And I will accept Jesus as my Savior. When he died, all the prisoners saw him executed in peace as he gave his life to God. Dear brothers and sisters, this is what this verse means. Surely Jesus Christ, through the eternal Spirit, offered himself unblemished to God. How much more then will his blood cleanse our conscience from acts that will lead us to death, so that we may serve the living God. Thanks be to God. When men forgive you but you cannot forgive yourself, when we have been forgotten and yet we have been accused in our conscience, remember this. The blood of Jesus cleanses us. Only his peace can be given to us. He is the only one that can cleanse us from acts of death, that we may serve the living God. I'm going to stop here today. Let us pray together.